The basket of peppers Whitney left for you is stocked with many different shapes and colors. You should probably send a thank you note. You know the effects can be quite diverse as well, and the way a pepper looks doesn't always clue you in on what it'll do. Still, all of them are quite pleasant in their own way, and the effects are reversible, unless you really gorged on them. You could eat a whole handful and the effects would only be temporary. Actually, that might not be a bad idea. Live a little. Enjoy nature's bounty. Adding some more spice to your life won't hurt. Reaching in at random, you find two similar-feeling peppers, both long and bulbous, and quite smooth. You raise them to your lips. The mason jar of milk is nearby in case this turns out to be too spicy. But when you chomp into both at once, they're only sweet. Enjoying the heat as you slowly consume them, you feel it flow into your belly. Sweet and slow, fortifying and warming you from within. Feels like the most natural thing in the world to consume the rest of both peppers and feel your body growing hot with the influx of transformative energy. Consuming transformative items in this world always comes with some additional arousing impact, except for those which make one more clear-headed. But these canine-aligned peppers are certainly not that kind of object. You feel yourself? Well, taken in normal doses, they have minimal effects. But right now, an aroused feeling thrills through. It turns out that with a doubled dose, the effect is more than doubled. Heat in your stomach in a good way. You feel the urge to spread your legs, and so you do, and feel a rigidness growing between. Warmth is within your skin as well, like a deep tissue massage or some heavy petting. One of your legs begins to kick just a little bit. Your body is a haven of warmth and perfection. Everything about the state you're in feels just right. But there are urges. Deep, red, primal. From a part of you normally suppressed. But now that instinctive animalistic part is all there is, and you feel good. An urge to love, or at least to love yourself. A yearning positioned behind your cock in the muscles that flex and harden when you're horny. Your length is rigid, vigorous. It's trying to bump up against your stomach with how engorged it is. Your paw slides down without thinking, and indeed, you think the word paw without knowing why. But whatever change of form is slowly drifting into your consciousness, your hand is still as dexterous and fast as ever. It can give some momentary release. You pump a sweated palm up and down the length, making your shaft engorge more by the moment. You feel its fullness, its hardness pulsing and echoing back, your buttocks clenched, your back arching. You feel so close, teetering on the edge as your hand works oh so hard. Your tongue hangs out a little bit, and you just automatically, inevitably work away at yourself, animalistically seeking pleasure. You need it. Incredibly turned on and ready, your whole body feels vital and empowered. Your cock is the most important part of you right now, the most important thing in the world. You know your tongue feels long as it hangs out of your mouth. You're panting, but there are deep, luxurious breaths mixed in there, too. Fascinated by the sight of your own shaft in your hand being worked, slick and glistening with pre-cum. Your mind is simpler now, more instinctive, your belly full of pleasant fire, needy trickles that run down to your cock and dribble out the tip. You're constantly on edge, your shaft beginning to move in your hand, growing even more engorged. You feel like it's getting longer, more vigorous, more virile. And that's a good feeling. Enthusiastically, unbidden, your hips begin to shake and shiver, thrusting up against your hand and pushing more hot need into your body. You find it tough to even get your hand all the way around your shaft at this point, so turned on, so changed, so slightly, but so importantly by the peppers. Your body producing cum more and more, yearning to mate, urging you to thrust into your hand and relieve the blissful fever flowing from your brain through your muscles. Your body feels better than usual. You might have difficulty remembering a time that you've gotten more pleasure from your cock. Your dripping pre-cum is lubricating the shaft, so your hand slides easily up and down, moves more rapidly, simulating the warm embrace of a lover's flesh. Less like your own hand, more like an invasive capturing presence that has taken hold of the most important part of you, and you can thrust into it. Your paw stays still on your horny shaft. You make a ring with your fingers around yourself, then begin thrusting your rigid tool up toward your hand, laying back in comfort. Your shaft hot and jumping in the cooler air. Your whole body heated, experiencing periodic waves of pleasure that wash up from the tips of your toes, pause between your legs to make your length even more rigid and sensitive. And then the wave continues to your mind, those hot cascades of pleasure washing away everything except for thoughts of making yourself come. This masturbation's better than ever. You find yourself aware of every inch of your shaft in a way you rarely are. You feel your fingers rubbing your own cum, hotter and more plentiful than normal, into the needy flesh of your length. The constant dripping of pre-cum is nothing compared to what you can feel welling up in your increasingly large and warm balls. Your belly is warm, you feel butterflies there, you feel a sensation of being raised up as if floating, as if all of you were focused on your cock. You feel yourself giving in to a slow pump of your hand, moving in a ceaseless, insistent way. You know that when you come, you will gush. You know you'll come, and you will keep pumping away at yourself even when you have. And even if you try to stop, maybe you'll just get hard again. Maybe you'll give in to a second, and a third, inevitable storm of pleasure, body and mind fixated, so much hot liquid lust flowing from your brain, pooling in your belly. Your buttocks clench, some of the powerful contractions of pleasure preparing to gush from your body are coming from inside, from internal parts of you which are participants, conspirators in this storm of lust and need. And you do need it, and it is coming soon. When you come, you'll come hard. You know it, and this body is so ready to come. So prepared to be in touch with instinct and pleasure. There is something pure about the arousal you're feeling now. It's closer to the real thing, the ideal of arousal. Your hips thrust, your hand moves. You've become a biological machine for bathing your brain in pleasure, a creature in rut. Every movement makes your whole form shiver, shake. Your cum is getting ready to gush, and you know, when it happens, every spurt will be exquisite. This is just who and what you are right now. Mating heat has washed over you from those peppers. Guess they were very, very hot after all. Your entire body spasms, moves, focusing on inducing pleasure in yourself, on climbing toward climax. But because the mating heat that has invaded and is throbbing deep inside you wants you to be as turned on as possible, to come as hard as possible when you do, to spurt as much as you can, it's taking longer than usual to get off. Or if you do arrive, your length won't stay down for long. Your body, your brain, everything is wired for pleasure, focused on getting closer. That's what you wanted, after all. Everything is being rewired for extensive, long, powerful orgasms that involve your whole body in a spasming release. Which is good, because when your whole body experiences that, you'll need that kind of big orgasm to quiet this fire. Your whole body gets more intensely turned on with every moment. Every pump, pump, pump of your hand, your hips slamming upward, producing wet smacks into the bottom of your hand while you keep it wrapped around, as far around your engorged length as you can. Your shoulders shake, you curl your toes, when you move left and right with your buttocks squirming to thrust up into your hand at different angles. You imagine your tail beating the ground behind you. Your entire form just feels so capable of experiencing pleasure right now. All the things that normally get in the way are out of the way. You're transformed by making you a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more open to your own animalistic lust, and this has made you unusually hard, your length throbbing throughout, jets of pleasure traveling up from your length. Arriving at your waiting mind, you're simply filling up. The small changes to your body have made your cum production increase. You can tell by the way it's trying to well up out the tip of your cock as you keep stroking the shaft, the flesh moving under your hand, warm and perfect. Your body has also been changed. It's now able to hold more pleasure. To go further and longer before orgasm, your entire body is shaking with it, barely able to contain it. But you keep finding more room to store the energy you're building up, to keep from going over the edge until you are ready. You feel heat all through your body, insistent, pulsing. You must be scorching the ground under you. This feels incredible. Your hand keeps moving. Your body now unable to thrust up into it. You know a dam of pleasure deep within you is barely holding back the climax you need, the need to climax and explode. You'll spurt so hard, it'll take so long to finish, and the mating heat deep within will remain until you're completely satiated. If you tried to move around, turned on like this, you'd be constantly hard, feeling your tail stand in excitement, your tongue hanging out a little, your breathing deep and needy. That's the state you find yourself in right now. If you have someone to play with, maybe this would be the time to cease listening to me and to go seeking them, to go see if they will help you out if they want to. But if not, that's fine. Your hand will do. You'll just have to work for the pleasure. That orgasm will be amazing no matter what, though. Imagine a warm partner, lovingly embracing you, welcoming you into them. Your length throbbing and ready. Your body prepared for everything that follows. Envision it. Let that image fill your mind. That's what you want, after all. It's all right to pant, and it's all right to come now, but it's also okay to stretch it out. Take your time. Let it arrive naturally, and it'll be that much better. Let the orgasm wait until you're ready for it, and until your body's really ready to spurt and leave you tired, depleted, but so satisfied. But you're able to move a little now. Your body still feels the effects of the peppers. Your brain still wants to see how long this can take, how much cum can be prepared, welling up in your cock, going to squirt out with orgasmic contractions that will leave you breathless for a time. But that'll wait as long as it needs to, for it to be perfect. Your shoulders shake, your body shivers. You breathe so deep, feeling air flow over the heat on your tongue. Your muscles are a bit more ready to move. Your mind is just clear enough to release your shaft if you need to, if you have a lover to go play with instead. But you could also just lay there with it already so hard and throbbing. Or see if someone will help take care of it. Imagine your hand eager, or a body eager and rubbing against you. It doesn't matter what causes the climax. You're almost spurting already. You need it. A real deep thing inside of you begging for it, making you ache, wanting to mate. But your hand will do and your mind will never forget the deep heat which always lives within, waiting to pour out at the right time and in the right place. And next time you get hard, next time you're trying to get off, you might remember remnants of this ache, elements of this desire. Feel harder, longer, thicker in your hand, more ready, more needy. And then you'll come so extensively that your body will be drained, orgasm powerful enough to wash away everything except euphoria, relaxation, and the peace of knowing you've fulfilled an instinctive function, embedded so deep that you caused, and then you welcomed, and then you stroked in obedience to your own aching need, until eventually you arrive, you come, and you doze, satisfied.